Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of bbfohio.com as we conclude our study of Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, titled, Ye Are Complete in Him. This is part 2 of 2.
When I was first in the ministry, man, I'm glad they didn't record those messages. I mean, there's some bad stuff I've been taught, bad stuff that I relate. I'm still saved. It says, all that in every place call upon the name of... How many of you saw what happened in Indonesia? I mean, a lot of you may not because our news is so useless. But you can find it on there. There's a tsunami. And it wasn't as bad as the one that happened... that's been a long time ago. Yeah, it's been several years ago. But they showed the video, the tsunami coming in and just killed a bunch of people, wiped out a town. Horrible. And immediately there are Christians there ministering to people and asking for us to pray for them. And so we did. And there are people in China right now. Did you know the Chinese government's cracking down on Christians again? Persecuting people just for being Christians. In Saudi Arabia, they're sending millions of dollars over here every month to build mosques in America. Not one single church is allowed to exist in Saudi Arabia. And the Christians over there are publicly flogged and imprisoned, and if they persist, killed for just being Christians. But they're there. And all of us are there in the middle of that persecution, and yet God has set them aside for Himself. And a lot of them, that's what they'll tell you. If you listen to their testimonies, they'll say, what gets me through is knowing that even though I'm being abused and misused by people here, wicked people here on earth, I belong to God. And He has set me apart unto Himself. They can kill my body, but they can't have me. You ever feel like this in the world? Yeah, I bet you do at OSU. You got the little yellow chickadee with all the dark brown or black fuzzy chicks, and there's only one little yellow one, and he's off down below looking up, all kind of alone. And that can be kind of depressing, can't it? You ever been that? But what you can do is get yourself to think of, wait a minute, in the true spiritual sense, this is the way it is, and it's a good thing. I want to be set apart from this world. I want to be set aside for the Lord. And you are. If you're saved. Psalm 4:3, this is great. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. Look at that. The Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Now, we already covered that. How are you godly? You're godly because you're saved. You're righteous because of Christ. And the Lord hath set you apart for himself. It's kind of like how it feels whenever you got the kids on the having recess, you know, and they're picking teams, and you got that last kid who can't dribble to save his life and hasn't shot made a good basket, and everybody knows he stinks, and he's the last one to be picked. And it can be kind of like, Well, that's how the world thinks about you. You need to wake up to that if you don't know this already. If you stand for the Lord, you're that last kid who nobody wants on their team. It's just the truth. If you don't believe me, verbalize your faith. Just say what you believe. You believe Jesus is the only way to heaven and all other paths lead to hell? Try saying that around some of your friends and family. Everyone but Jesus who claims to be a Savior or Messiah is a liar. Only Jesus can save. All other religions are false. And if you're not saved, you're not born again, you'll go to hell. Oh, they'll love you. Just expect. Homosexuality is a sin. It's a sin that you choose. Say that. Just bring it up in casual conversation with your buddies. Yeah, your Thanksgiving. There's your... You wonder what you're going to talk about on Thanksgiving? Bring that up. Most families don't get together for Halloween. Yeah. Huh? What'd you say? Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, and when you do that, you're going to be ostracized. Well, don't think of it that way. Think of the world's ostracizing you, but that's how God has you, and He's done it because you belong to Him. See how that works? It's kind of it's the flip side of what the world thinks. The world, I want to be cool. I want to be a part of the good. I want people to like me. I want to have a lot of friends. I want to be... Well, that you can be like that if you want to be fleshly. Or if you want to look at things spiritually and realize that when you're taking a stand for what's right and the world pushes you off to the side, that's exactly how God sees it too. That's exactly how you are in the eyes of God. Now, practically, you are still in this world. You have to function in this world. You go to work. You go to school. You pay your taxes. You obey the speed limit. You do all those things. But positionally, we are not of this world. You are a stranger and a pilgrim. Positionally. But are you practically? Are you a stranger and a pilgrim in this world in the eyes of the world? Now, of course, there's a right way and a wrong way of going about that. But if it's because you're standing for what's right, it's because you're a Christian and you're not ashamed to be called a Christian, you're not ashamed to take a stand for what's right, then you're doing it right. The fifth thing, come to the end here, a couple more after this one. In Christ we have an eternal family. An eternal family. Starts right here, look around. That's your eternal family. Every saved person in this building right now is eternal family. You'll never get rid of me. You're stuck with me. Romans 12:5 says, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Martha had her house full of them yesterday. Bunch of crazy loons. Good family, amen? We have a good time, don't we? And Martha, you're stuck with us. Forever and ever. What? Huh? Yeah. How many? We've sang this. I think it's still in our book. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Cleansed by His blood. Wait, the song's over. Going there's with Jesus as I travel this I'm part of the family. The family of God. Isn't that nice? Amen. This is the verse that song's based on. It's Ephesians 3:14-15. And it says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Amen. That's why I first got turned on to history, because when I read about Christians in history, it's family. And I was reading, and I would read these stories about, like, John Huss. And Wycliffe. But pretty much the Waldensians, And you're like, we're going to meet these people one day. They're family. And that makes it exciting to me. And I thought, I'd like to know a little of their story. I get there to heaven and be able to say I didn't totally ignore what you did, the price you paid, the blood shed to keep your testimony. What was you going to say, Steve?
Well, yeah, the Bible says that we each get our own mansion or our own place, mansion or something like that. Anyway.
So it says mansion.
Mansion, yeah. So that means we can lock the door and we don't have to mess with the family for a little bit, right?
Oh, hey. Hey. In a glorified state, we'll have to see if that's necessary. But if you don't think Jesus did that, there were times where Jesus was getting off to his lonesome and they were chasing him. And he didn't say, oh, come on, I didn't mean to leave you behind. No, he was trying to get away from him, and he did get away from him. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that practically, we don't live in the same house. We're not communists, you know, but we understand when we get together as a local church ought to, and we get together over and above that, and we enjoy our time together. It's just a taste of heaven. We are a family, and it is eternal. And I just love this verse saying the whole family in heaven. That's me. All those deceased saints, those who are asleep in Christ is the way the Bible talks about it. Those, they are up there, and when the rapture comes, it takes place, Jesus is bringing all those deceased people in their disembodied condition and going to put a body on it. The dead in Christ rise first is talking about their bodies being lifted in a glorified state, and they're clothed in the sky with Jesus. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. And that's going to be quite a family reunion. Amen? And people say, well, it's not a reunion. You don't know, you haven't met a lot of those people. Most of my family reunions I went to and met all kinds of people I'd never met before. We were still family. Amen? By the way, I never went there to pick up a date. Just make sure you understood that. We have stories that I won't get into. So practically, this is important. Of course, this is something I'm sure we've mentioned before, but we have blood relatives. You have blood relatives. You don't claim them all, but they're there. Ancestry.com, you can find out all kinds of blood relatives you have. But positionally, we're in God's family. So now, I'm not telling you to treat people different. I'm just saying, as a matter of fact, next time you get together with your blood relatives, you need to understand something. You look around. If they're not saved, they're not in the family of God. And they're choosing to not be with you for eternity, not be with the Lord and all His people for eternity. That's one of the saddest things about some of the family gatherings I've been to, is I sit there and look around. I'm thinking, and some of them are decent people, nice people. I'm nothing wrong with them as far as how they treat others or anything. But if you're not saved, you're not in the family of God. And I won't get this too personal, but there was somebody some years ago who died, and a couple of my friends and relatives stand there, and I was thinking it. Wasn't going to say it. And one of them said, we'll never see him again. And that was true. Never see him again. That's why it sounds weird to say, but you go to a funeral and somebody is saved. It's wonderful. Sad and wonderful at the same time. Oh, they died, and we're going to miss them, but we're going to see them again. I've even told people that when I've witnessed them and said, you know what you're doing? You're not only choosing to go to hell, but this is going to be a torture for family members as long as they're on earth, and they know you're lost, and then when you die, it's finished. And they're going to know they're never going to see you again. I'm not saying that's the reason to be saved, but that's something to consider. It's part of the consequences if you're not saved. All right, real quick. In Christ, we have liberty. Liberty. Galatians 2:4 we studied said that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. Hey, don't let anybody steal your liberty.
Amen.
And this is something Christians need to be honest about. You know, some of you listen to music that I just think is crap. And one day I thought I was joking. I think I might have hurt Jenny's feelings one day. We were having a little work day here, and I tried to joke, but I should have said something later, and I got busy and didn't. But she was playing some music, and I turned it down. I can't remember. I turned it down, and she says, "Oh, why are you turning it?" I said, "Because it's crap." And sometimes I do feel that way. But you know what? There's other areas where you may disagree with something that maybe I watch. Maybe you think Ben Matlock is satanic. I think you're crazy, but I could be. Other things, some of you go to those Star Wars movies. You know? I'm going church split! I think, I'll be honest with you, and some people are going to say, well, how could you even do it? But there's people I know who read or watch the Harry Potter stuff. I can't really say much about it, to be honest with you. I don't know much about it. I never read the books, never watched the movies. But I know the woman who wrote them was pretty wicked. And But you know what? If I stood up here and just started railing on, you people watching the Harry Potter, you know what happens? Then you come over to my house sometime and you see something on my wall, my shelf, something I'm watching. You see, you got to be careful about that. There's nothing wrong with pointing out, like George Lucas. I tell people, you watch those Star Wars movies, but you understand he's pagan. And the whole Force thing is real. He really believes that crap. You know. But if you want to watch it, that's your liberty. Just don't expect us to see it on movie night here at BBF. And some of this Christian music, I don't think you're going to hell for listening to some of that stuff, but I just think it sounds like hell. I played a clip in our BBF group, and it was that, I call it Hell Song, a Hill Song. Sounds like, it literally sounds like wailing and gnashing of teeth. It sounds like hell. And I don't know if any of our people actually listen to that, so I don't think I'm hurting anybody's feelings by saying that, but maybe you do. Maybe you're in the closet, you know, you're... Yeah, I listen to bluegrass, and some people that Bob Jones University thinks that's of the devil. I'm not kidding you. I went to, when she's little, we went to a Bob Jones church down in Washington Courthouse for a little while, and a guy got up and said he'd gone to Steve Green concert and says, "I really enjoyed that," until he had the kids come forward and he started playing the banjo and playing that bluegrass stuff. That was just uncalled for. See what I'm saying? So he'd think I'm a pure pagan because I listen to bluegrass gospel all the time. So what I'm saying is you got to be careful with that. And if you and your conscience are clear on it, of course there are things the Bible's black and white on. But if it's something that's not black and white, it's between you and the Lord. And if you're clear on it, you don't let people tread on you. Amen. Look, it says false brethren are the ones who come in and try to spy out your liberty and bring you into bondage. Man, think about that. So practically, we are subject to human and natural law. There's black and white, you know, blasphemy and fornication and lying and that kind of thing. And traffic laws, believe it or not, they're not multiple choice. You know, there's things you... they do. And that's just the Christians you're talking about there. But we are subject to those laws practically right now. But positionally, you are free. Positionally, you're free. You see, when we get into our glorified state in the millennium and all, it's not that we're going to be free to sin. It's that we are going to be so free from sin that we will not sin. Right now you've got that sinful nature. We talk about little kids, and we've got to watch. Actually, I've been meaning to do this. We need to get the little covers on the outlets. Because little Gloria will be able to walk in one day and decide, hey, I'm going to stick my dad's pocket knife he just laid down. I just opened up, and I'm going to stick it in there. Yeah. When we talk about kids doing that, but you can see it sometimes on adult Christians. You can just see them kind of walking toward that thing they shouldn't be doing. Yeah. But again, positionally, it's good to know you're free. Got more to say about that, but we want to close up with number 7. We are as good as in heaven. And as good as this is, I'm not talking about church. But positionally, we'll see. Look, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. That's you positionally. And also in the next chapter, Ephesians 2:6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You're sitting in heaven right now. Even as you sit here. In other words, practically, you remain in the flesh. I love it when people say, well, I'm not at... And some people say this, and it's they live too far away or whatever, but I'm talking about somebody who lives 5 minutes away, and they'll say, well, I'm not in church with you in the flesh, but I'm there in the spirit. And I'm like, first of all, don't do that. That's spooky. If you're going to come to church, come in the flesh. Don't just be sending your spirit there. Yeah. So we remain in our flesh, and if you're going to attend church, that's the only way to attend it, in the flesh. But, yeah, that's people who, you know. But positionally, we are as good as raised and in heaven. Basically, it means this. When God says something is done, it's done. Even if it hasn't been done yet. It's a done deal. You have been raised. Your body, whether you're dead or alive, is as good as glorified and in the air right now. And you are seated in heavenly places, positionally, right now. Now, how could you lose salvation when that's true? Think of what, just these 7 points we talked about, and there's Christians out there scared to death, they're going to sneeze and lose their salvation. You know, curse word. You know what I mean? Oh, lost it. Let's come forward and get it again. That's not how it works, because you're already sitting in heaven, positionally. And if we feel incomplete, it is due to our failure to understand and believe God's Word. I'm telling you, I've shared these things with people, and they just look at you and say, I can't believe that. I just can't. Sounds like you do need to be... It's not that you're going to lose your salvation. It sounds like you need to be saved. I mean, what kind of a Christian doesn't believe God's Word? And when He says, ye are complete in Him, we're complete in Jesus. Whether we are conscious of it or not. And that's why we emphasize daily, serious Bible study by all believers. Not browbeating you, but if you weren't here for Sunday school, they're all online. You can go home and turn that thing on and you can watch the Sunday school. And there's some good meat being brought forth. And we believe in the Bible. We're not just talking when we call ourselves Bible Believers Fellowship. As they say, we don't just use the King James Bible, we believe it. And Jesus said, sanctify them. That's setting apart. On a practical level, you're already positionally set apart, but on a practical level, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And we quote this many times. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Say that with me. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let's sing page 492.
And you know, we kind of sometimes even make fun of some of these preachers, some of these ministries where, you know, they spend all their time talking about joy and victory, and all their time talking about how to be happy, so happy your head explodes. You know? And the reason why we make fun of them is because they go beyond Scripture and they don't actually teach. You have reason to have joy. You have reason to have victory, but it better be based in reality, in the reality of the Word of God. Amen. That we are complete in Him, Amen. Not finished. You are to be a workman. There's work to be done. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Amen. But your joy and your victory can be a practical experience when you understand who you are in Christ, and then you do allow that to just take place in your daily walk, daily life. And it's all based on the love of Christ. Let's go ahead and sing.
Tells of His love in the book He has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Remember that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
On the last.
Oh, if there's only one song I can sing, when in His beauty I see the great King, that shall my song be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
Sing that chorus a cappella.
I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
All God's people say amen. Amen. Father, we thank You for this time in Your Word. All this truth from the Scripture. This wonderful song and the other songs we've sang today. The time in prayer, fellowship. We just thank You for it all. Wonderful blessing, all because of Jesus. We truly are so glad. Jesus loves even me. So wonderful to have a relationship with Almighty God through the Son, Jesus Christ. We pray these things in His precious name. Amen.
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.